This is Spirit Network Radio, a PBS radio production hosted by renowned clairvoyant medium Francine Milano. Spirit Network is committed to the dawning age of enlightenment, from the psychic to the holistic. If it's on the mind, body, and spirit, it's on Spirit Network.
Hello, and welcome to Spirit Network. I am your host, Francine Milano, and I look forward to spending the next hour with you. Now, today we're going to talk about vision boarding with Rini Panzini. But first, let me tell you a little bit about Spirit Network sponsors. Spirit Network Radio is actually made possible in part by the support of our own Spirit Network Festival.
It's almost time for the Spirit Network Festival again. Join us at the Harrisburg Clarion Hotel and Conference Center on Sunday, April 27th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Visit the Psychic Fair, meet with wellness practitioners, and browse through the vendors area for natural health and organic products, crystals, herbs, sacred jewelry, and all things metaphysical and holistic. Also, be sure to take in the mini lectures included with your $5 admission. Festival speakers this year include Francine Milano, Rini Panzini, Emily Givler, and Lynn Van Prague Grattan. Visit spiritnetwork.com for details and be good to your mind, body, and your spirit.
There are many special vendors at the festival this year. Stop by and get a Reiki session with Ricky Friedman of Reiki by Ricky. Visit Ricky's website and learn more about Reiki at www.reikibyricky.com. That's R-E-I-K-I-B-Y-R-I-C-K-I-E.com. We're also very excited to have Avilion Aura Photography at the festival this year. I can't wait to get my aura photo taken, and I have the feeling I have a lot going on out there. So visit their site for more information about aura photography at http, you know how it goes, www.avilion.org. That's A-V-I-L-L-I-O-N.org. Now, if you'd like to be a sponsor on the Spirit Network radio show, we have many advertising opportunities for you. Our shows are not just live, but they're also archived on the BBS website, and they are podcasts on iTunes. We have our own little iTunes channel. So your message actually plays on to reach many people long after the broadcast. Simply email radio@spiritnetwork.com for more information. Now, some of you know Rini Panzini from another show where she came to talk about psychic kids. But turns out that Rini's expertise is quite vast. You think you know a person, right? Today, she has come to talk about vision boarding, and that works with the law of attraction. So would you like to share your own vision board experience or ask Rini a question on the air? Call the studio line toll free at 888-627-6008 or email your question or comment to radio@spiritnetwork.com and I'll ask her on your behalf, okay? Okay, so Rini, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. So I heard you had a little bit of a sick household recently. Everybody's
a little
better.
Bit. Yes, we're all good now. We have the old school germs.
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, did you speed that process up because it didn't seem to last very long? Did you use vision board or anything? Do you do that?
Not when it comes to a fast and furious stomach virus. There's no time for vision boarding.
I got you. I got you. So let's first talk about your background because you have, you know, I can't keep up with your whole bio. I mean, it must be very long, but brief it out for us and let us know what you do. Go ahead.
Okay. So I am an ordained interfaith minister, first and foremost, along with a mom. I'm also a metaphysician, which comes from the New Thought and spiritualist kind of religions.
And I did not know that, by the way.
You didn't.
I didn't.
There's a whole other subject we can talk
about. You're going to be on the show again. Go ahead. Keep going.
Let's see. I officiate at weddings. I officiate lots of different life celebrations. I'm a marriage equality advocate. I'm an autism advocate. oh, you know, the list just goes on and on.
Crazy,
but
crazy,
as for
crazy.
Vision boarding.
You are a busy lady. And you're located in South Central PA, right? Lancaster County area?
I am in the Lancaster County area, originally from New York City.
Yeah, we knew that. No, I'm kidding. Now, actually,
I try to hide the accent, but
I want to know where, I want people to know where you are in case, you know, they want to come for a wedding, you know, you're not traveling to Oregon or something. So, now tell us a little bit, you know, I know a little bit about the law of attraction. I've done some workshops on little things here and there. I mean, I'm probably pretty dated because I haven't really done a vision board for a while. But tell us what the law of attraction actually is.
Okay. The law of attraction is the belief that like attracts like, and that by focusing on positive or negative thoughts, which is why you should always practice mindfulness as well, one can bring about positive or negative results. So the law of attraction is based upon the idea that people and their thoughts are both made from pure energy, and that like energy attracts like energy. That is the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, we use different techniques to bring the law of attraction about, you know, to work in our favor, right? So vision boarding is one of them. So tell us a little bit about vision boarding and how it's used.
Okay. So a vision board is used, like many other things, to focus your intentions, the intentions on your goals and your dreams for the future, your hopes for the future. So a vision board kind of breaks down your goals into little pieces. And so you have these reminders to look at and to almost meditate on a daily basis as often as you look at your vision board. And it also works kind of as a subconscious reminder of what your goal is.
Okay. So, and I know that you're going to be at the festival this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to talk a little bit about vision boarding there as well. And you had mentioned in your, in the write-up about what you're going to talk about, that there were different types of vision boarding. You could do it in different ways. And that's one thing. I mean, I've taught a class on vision boards. We just focused on one type, one method. So I'm really actually anxious to hear about the different ways that we can utilize this.
Sure. Okay, so the many, many different ways of vision boarding go from very simplistic to just, you know, cutting out a few pictures and even maybe just drawing a couple of things or writing out, you know, sayings or words, you know, millions or love or stuff like that. Those can be very simple. You can, maybe if you're a tech-savvy person, you can put a vision board on your Pinterest account, and you can pull from all different kinds of things based on what you want. You can also use this new website. It's called PicMonkey, and you can actually save a bunch of pictures on your computer and then go into PicMonkey and make a collage and a vision board and then print it out.
Oh, wow, that's cool. Could you tell us that website again? That website
it's
again?
PicMonkey, www.PicMonkey.com.
Okay.
It's super cool.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And what I like to do, I don't say only because I like to be kind of out there creative, is I like to do a Bagua vision board, which is based on feng shui principles. So you're using color and position and meditation at the same time, and you have certain candles lit and certain scents going. It's kind of like a sensory vision board where you bring everything in together to really focus your intention.
Oh, that is really neat. I mean, I've never really thought about pulling all of those things together. I mean, I meditate and I do things with the law of attraction, but I never really thought you could, you know, okay, that makes sense. So you meditate while you're doing your vision board.
Right.
You light your candles. Right. You're in a nice little sanctuary place, calm. You probably shouldn't do a vision board if you're really ticked off at something and like, okay, I got to get this done. That's I can imagine you with your stomach flu going, oh my gosh, let me make a vision board. Healthy, healthy, healthy.
Right.
As you're puking.
Great.
Oh gosh. Okay. Well, okay. So what does one put, you know, with the vision board when it's done? Let's say you make it on PicMonkey or you make it out of magazines. Mm-hmm. Where do you put it? What's the best thing to do with it?
Okay. So I think, well, personally, I keep my vision boards in my bedroom. So it's the first thing I see in the morning. It's the last thing I see at night before I go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of a daily reminder of what motivates me, what I'm looking forward to, what I plan on doing. You know, there are people that pin them up on their refrigerator. There are people that have a whole wall maybe in their hallway of stuff like that. If you're not the type of person that wants to explain it to everybody that comes in your house when they say, what the heck is that? You might want to keep it in your bedroom.
That's
you know,
true. That's
in your
true.
Laundry room. If you spend a lot of time in the laundry room folding laundry, you might as well look at your vision board.
How often do you make one?
I make one once a year.
Okay.
And that's another kind of intention-focusing factor, because to make the Bagua vision board, you are supposed to do it at the Aries new moon, which just passed. So I recently made my newest, and I love it. It's beautiful. I love to look at it. And I'm actually going to bring my newest and some of my past ones with me to the Spirit Network Festival for everybody to see.
Oh, great. That's great.
Yeah.
So basically, the new moon is a place where you start projects. And I know that astrologically, it's a good place for new beginnings. So
yeah.
Aries would be because it's the first sign of the zodiac?
I guess, yeah. Like, I guess it's the
That's
beginning.
The zodiac
the
new
beginning.
Year, I guess. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you've been doing this. You're very ritualistic. I didn't know this about you either.
I am. I know. Look at all the things you're learning about me, Francine.
You're too complicated for me.
I hope you're taking notes.
Oh, I'm telling you. I'm going to listen to this in archives. I hope other people are too. I'm gonna get an iTunes account. No, I have one. I'm kidding. Okay, so you have children. Do they
mm-hmm.
have vision boards?
They do.
Because that's a great kids project.
It absolutely is. So my son is 18, and he doesn't, you know, they all do their own thing. You know how they are, they're
kids. Right.
And you can't really tell them what to do. They don't want to do what mommy does.
Mm-hmm.
So my son, I don't know if he realizes he has a vision board, but the ceiling of his room, he's got a bunch of pictures and sayings kind of taped together. And
and we haven't told him?
I think I've pointed it out many times, but he kind of rolls his eyes. But he definitely has his own vision board going, which is kind of cool. And my little one, my 8-year-old, she cuts out everything that she wants from the store. You know, she's all about, what am I getting? So there used to be Monster High dolls, and now there's American Girl dolls. And she likes to, when I'm putting my vision board together, Karina and Sophia, my middle daughter, also cut things out and put stuff together. So they're learning.
So they're basically giving you their Christmas list.
Yes, in picture
form.
Okay. Yeah.
It's actually the list for mommy. Okay.
Exactly. It's the lazy man's Christmas list.
That's very cool. So now tell me something. You know, I think that it's some people want like results right away. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody like wants
mm-hmm.
the quick fix. That's what it's
right.
about in this society.
Mm-hmm.
It's high paced. How long does mm-hmm. it take to get results, you know, and should we do anything to help it while we're waiting, or do you just let it go?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't say there's a specific time frame for it, but I mean, things can happen on a daily basis. Things can happen in a year, which is why I do it every year. That way I can look back and say, oh, that happened, that happened, that happened, that happened. And now I'm going to kind of move this to my new one and focus more on it. So you can actually see, if you look back, you can see the things that you were really focused on and some of the things that you kind of wanted, but you were like, and they didn't come to fruition. So I would say, in my own life, yearly, lots of stuff happens. By the end of the year, and I look at it and I go, wow, it really worked. And
right.
I'm always surprised, and I don't know why I'm surprised, because I am such a believer, but it's a good surprise.
Now I know that you make one a year traditionally, but
right.
Are there other ones that you might make that are focused on different things? I mean, does it have to be all together in one board? I mean, there are people that just, oh my gosh, I don't care about this. I just want to know this. Like, I'm so focused on that. Should they make a board that is like just for that topic?
Yeah, I mean, you absolutely can. And that's what's so cool about the Feng Shui Principle Vision Board, is that it is divided into 9 sections. And each section of your board is focused on a certain thing. So like we'd say in the upper left corner is wealth and prosperity. In the bottom right corner is travel and people. So if you're really focused on getting a great job and wanting, mm-hmm. you know, wealth and wanting to be prosperous, you'll put all that stuff in your upper left corner. And to go even further, once you finish that nine, like a graph of nine kind of first vision board, you can then branch off and you can take that upper corner, kind of expand it into its own board. You know, you can cover your walls with them.
Right, right.
If you want.
So that would be like a nine. You could even have put different nine different, yeah, vision boards and then put them together mm-hmm. in the nine spots.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
That's a lot of wall, and that's
a lot of work.
But it works, right?
And it's a lot of intention, a lot of focus, but it works.
Yeah. Now, I don't know a whole lot about feng shui. I know just the basics, you know, mm-hmm. But I like the way that works, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. I think of feng shui, I think about a room and the breeze that goes through from the front to the back and where the
right.
knowledge should be and the bookshelves and all that. But I never see it on a flat surface, you know? It's like mm-hmm. it's like two-dimensional now.
Yeah.
So you kind of got me thinking there, Rini. So
yeah.
the other thing is like types, electronic versus crafts. Now you mentioned PicMonkey, mm-hmm. but of course then you can print that out, and it does seem like a lot easier than glue and paper and scissors. Although you might want to add to it, I imagine. Mm-hmm. But there, I've seen apps now. They're coming out with apps for vision boards, and I don't know if that. And I'm not. Like it's there's software for it, but there's also apps for it. And I'm not really sure like how you would do that on the phone. I'm interested to find out, but I just wanted to mm-hmm. share that.
It's small. Not,
maybe I was going to say, maybe you put it on your background or something.
Oh, maybe.
You know, because I can't imagine, you know, going, oh, I think I better look at my vision board today, you know, and pulling up an app, you know,
right,
I mean,
right.
it should be in your face, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
I used to, when we had, without the laptops, when we had the towers and stuff, mm-hmm. and everybody was sort of stationary and wired up, I used to keep the vision board right above my computer monitor. You know,
mm-hmm.
even if you don't look at it, you definitely, mm-hmm. it's in your peripherals.
Yes.
And then when I got wireless, you know, walked around the house, I wasn't sure where to put it. I put it in the bathroom for a while. Till it got all steamed up and everything, so that didn't work too
mm-hmm.
well. But so I just wanted to throw that out there about the app. But I imagine within this day and age of computers, you know, crafts just go online, you know. So
so
is there anything that could speed it up, you know? I mean, when you're waiting for things to happen, just look at it every day. Is that it, or is there more that you could do?
Well, I think the whole thing is that we have to remember, even though you're waiting for things to happen, time is passing. So whether you want it to happen a month from now, a year from now, in 2 years from now, you're going to say, oh, that time already passed anyway. So what was I so worried about?
Yeah. Oh,
but
you know,
I
have. Go ahead.
What were you saying?
Well, I just had this thought that I shouldn't have said out loud, but I have jury duty coming up, and I might just bring like a ditty bag of pull out my little kid scissors and my glue. I mean,
well,
what else you got to do for 6 hours?
With the scissors.
It'd be like 6 to 8 hours for 3 days in a row, huh? I might be able to whip out a craft board, but you know, I'll get some looks. But
Right. Yeah,
I guess you do it where you can do it. So
yeah.
I think patience is what you're saying. Just you have to have patience. I mean,
you have to have patience.
Yeah, because I mean, my belief is that, you know, in the law of attraction, that once you put it out there into the universe, it's not yours to control.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your
mm-hmm.
job to steer it in the direction mm-hmm. you need to manifest. It's their job. It's the universe's job. You're supposed to just go on and just have faith, and that's where that comes
mm-hmm.
in.
Right. You just have to let it go, like the song from Frozen.
Yeah. Would you like
Should
to sing that for?
Oh,
gosh. Okay. So, so do you think that it's something that you can share with others, or should you keep it private? Does it matter?
Well, you know, like I said, if you feel funny and you feel like people are going to question you and say, oh, that's weird, and, you know, that's like a woo-woo kind of thing to do, then I would keep it to myself. And I think possibly when I was younger and I used to make them, because I've been making vision boards, honestly, I think since I was about 12 years old.
Mm.
But I didn't know they were vision boards.
Yeah, right.
In my head, they were just kind of scrapbooks of things that I wanted when I grew up and, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
So that was more of a crafty, creative thing. And everybody was like, oh, look at the collages she makes. How cute, how cute. And then when I realized they were vision boards, and I would try to explain to people that's what this is, I guess people that don't know of vision boards and don't know kind of New Thought and the laws of the universe think it's a little out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kept it to myself maybe for a little while, but now I have them all over the place. I keep them in my bedroom, the newer ones, so I can look at it, you know, like I said, when I wake up, when I go to bed. But, you know, if I feel like taking it out and having it in the dining room, I do. My husband has one right over his desk, right in the middle of the family room, no biggie. So it's just what you're comfortable with.
Right, but you don't really, he doesn't, you know, you don't have it at the office, at work where you have coworkers. I mean, a lot of people, I guess, might, but like you said, you know, wackadoo,
wackadoo. Why not? Yes.
You know,
that whole thing too.
It depends on your coworkers, I guess.
Right. Depends on where you're working.
Exactly. So, you know, so you have like different, maybe different sections, whether you have the feng shui kind or others.
Mm-hmm.
When a goal is met, when you look at it, do you change the vision board like that, like replace a picture or a section?
Oh, this is a good question.
Or do you
because
just let it ride?
I just leave it on there because as I said a million times already, I'm sorry to keep repeating myself, people, but I do every year I update, you know, make a new one. But what I like to do is go back and see what's done. Now, I don't ever write on or destroy my old vision boards.
Mm.
But what I do now is I take a picture with my phone, I print it out, and then I put like a big red check mark on the things that came to be.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and I'm going to bring those two with me to Spirit Network. So that's so cool to see.
Yeah. I don't mean to like have you keep repeating yourself either. And it's fine if you do, that's fine. But if you have something mid-year, you're like, oh, there's mm-hmm. a new goal. You have to wait until next year to do it. I mean, don't you ever consider just going ahead and making a mid-year board or.
Well, yeah, you absolutely. That's just me because, as you said, I'm very ritualistic. I'm a little OCD when it comes to the vision
board. Would it be kind of like bad luck if you made one in June?
No, not at all. No, you can make one a day if you want to.
Yeah.
And you could always add on, but I would never rip off or
cover.
Take something away or cover. But
right.
I would
well,
add,
it's also
yeah,
a nice
why not?
Reminder
you could always
that it
add
happened.
To the back of it as well.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's also a nice reminder that it's something that happened, that if this happened, that one can happen. And
yes.
It's just kind of a smile that, you know, hey, it works. It's nice validation,
yeah.
I guess, and affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
So do you find like this technique works faster or more effective than other techniques people, you know, use for manifesting? Because there are other things we should probably cover, but vision
right.
boarding is one of the most popular ones. But
I
is
really
it the most effective
boarding-
or...
I just really think it does work, and I think it works quickly, and I think it's because of the focus. You know, as a metaphysician, intention is everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I really feel like if you are intent on, let's say, I would like to be on the radio with Francine. So I would get a picture of Francine.
Every day, I know.
Yeah, I would take a picture of you. And I would put you in, let me think, which section of my feng shui board would you go in? I could either put you in fame and reputation, or I could put you in knowledge and wisdom. I could put you in helpful people. So there's a couple of different areas. Now, depending on, like, what I would want to do.
Well, I will say this. Yeah. All pictures must be pre-approved.
Yes, okay. So I would get the pre-approved picture.
Now, see, do you have any other favorite methods besides vision boarding that you use ritualistically?
I do like to meditate, and I like to meditate on certain things. I'm not a kind of blank meditator, although I know that's like transcendence meditation is where you kind of clear everything out and just
yeah.
be
and
quiet.
That's a difficult
I like to
one.
Meditate
that's
on something. What's that?
Well, that is difficult for people to do, to just blank anyway.
Yeah.
You know, you're better off
yeah.
to listen to someone's voice, you
mm-hmm.
know, meditation. But, I mean, I like to daydream. I mean, like you said, intention.
Ah.
You when a vision board is great yeah. because you're putting, as you're cutting things out of magazines or however you're doing it, You're thinking about these things. You're smiling. I like that picture. That's what I want. I want it in this color. Or, you know, so you're actually doing it without saying, hey, spirit guides, this is what I want. You know, I mean, you're actually just doing it without having to meditate. So there is a meditation involved. But I like to daydream because sometimes I'm just too tired, busy, or lazy to make a new board, you know, and I'm always like with the goals. There's always something new to do. But I know making the board is better because you'll be reminded of it all the time, every time you see it. So I'm kind of guilty of that. That's why I'm so excited about PicMonkey. I might be able to, you know, make a compromise with myself.
Yes, I think you'll like it.
Yeah. And so what do you think, like, the biggest obstacles for people are in manifesting?
I think it's the negative, trying to push away the negative and say, you know, there are people, I guess, as they're making vision boards or as they're trying to manifest some goodness in their lives, they're also in the back of their head thinking, this is silly. Why am I wasting my time? And it's getting those thoughts to, you know, you can accept them. That's part of you, right? You have to have the dark to see the light. But you have to kind of, I think, accept the negative thoughts and just let them wash away. And that way you can focus and be positive and get stuff to manifest.
Yeah,
kind of
I think a lot of people are just not materialistic necessarily, but they're so grounded in the material world that I think sometimes they lack vision for, and they have doubt, you know, and that's one of the, even self-doubt, you know, that's just not going to happen. Or I don't have enough self-esteem to like say that I'm worthy of this, you know, that kind of thing. And I think that's really some people that are not manifesting may need to work a little more on the self.
You know,
I mean, I believe that the vision boarding works, but it may take its real sweet time. That's the only thing I could think speed it up would be if you are really, you own it. You know, anybody can plop something on a board, but not really the whole time going, well, we'll see if this works. You know, we'll put it on there. I mean, I think you really have to your heart has to be in it. And you have to believe that.
And what about using like a small vision board to help build your self-esteem? You know, pick two or three things that you really want to manifest and work on those. And then as they come, you'll think like, oh, look, I really can do it.
Right.
You know,
right.
And you can build yourself up little by little. Yeah.
That and a couple self-help books, I think, is like really in there.
Yeah. We love the self-help books.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anything that's going to take care of, you know, either the damage that's been done as children or the, even the stuff that's going on as adults, you know, I mean, we're spiritual beings being human. Right. And, we all have issues and, you know, that leads me to my next question about topics on the vision board. You know, is it the sky's the limit or how about things that may not be so good for you? You know, are they the things maybe that don't manifest? Not everybody knows what's good for them, right?
True, true. So there you go. One of your intentions should probably be to manifest things for the good of all or for the good of yourself, not just manifesting what you think you have to have. I have to have a BMW. No, you don't.
Right, right.
Right. You have to have healthy food. Yes.
Yeah.
You have to have fresh air to breathe. Yes.
But a BMW would be nice.
A BMW would be nice if it's not going to hurt anybody and it's not going to hurt yourself and you're not going to go into debt.
That's
for
another
it.
Thing. You have to do like this karmic disclaimer when I do and affirmations. They're another thing. You know, they're the
love them.
They're like verbal vision boards. You know, but anything that I say I want or need and try to not use those words, I'm usually, you know, ending it with for the best and highest good for all concerned, you know, because you don't want anybody hurt in the process. You don't want to get a job that you've just found out that you may never know that somebody lost it for you first. They lost it and they have nine kids at home. You know, you just want to say for the best and highest good so no one gets hurt in that. The universe takes your wishes very literally, and you do have to be careful of how you ask for things. So I don't know if we got off track on that question, but I think
it's a good point.
It is. It's very important. But affirmations, I think affirmations are great to say something like right before you go to bed, when you get up in the morning, you know, especially if you don't have time like me to make a vision board. I like affirmations. One of my favorites, though, I always say in like classes is that, you know, there's just one catch-all. And you, all you have to say before you go to bed is, all is well in my universe. And that's all. And you know what? If you can say that when you get up too, great. But if you only say it once a day, that's fine. The fact is, even if you don't believe it, you're training your mind to believe it. And then you're also telling the universe to please make it happen.
Right.
You know? So I think even like just a catch-all vision board, even if you don't have specifics on it, let's just say you go to the store and you see this just beautiful picture that you want to buy. You know, there's something in that picture that really attracts you. And it makes you happy. And it may not actually mean anything to you as a vision board, but it does create an energy in your life. And then things begin to happen. It's just the silliest little things, right? You were doing something I saw on Facebook, 100 happy days.
Yes.
Tell me about that a little.
Okay, so 100 happy days is, I guess, something that was started on Facebook. It's, you know, it's not originally mine. It's just something you kind of sign into. You make a pledge and say, I'm going to post for 100 days something that makes me happy. And then every day you either post a video of something that you thought was funny and uplifted you, or a picture of something you see during the day, or saying, whatever strikes you that makes you happy. And you do it with the tag of number sign, as we say in the old days.
Hashtag boys pound sign, right?
Right, pound sign. 100 happy days. And these things all go into a website that I think is called 100happydays.com. And at the end of 100 days, you actually can go into that website and see your 100 postings.
Oh, I like that. I really like that.
Which is so super cool.
You know, and it is
and
kind
it
of
also,
like... Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, it also kind of makes you aware, more mindful and aware of what's going on around you during the day. Because your mind knows that you need that picture for the day.
Right.
So you can post it on Facebook and nobody wants to disappoint their Facebook friends.
That's right. And at some point, I guess you need to be happy.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. So, yeah, it's really very cool. You guys should all look it up.
I think I will. I really like that idea because it really is like a vision board every day. It doesn't have to be a vision board where you have specific goals on it. If you are working on happiness all the time, or just to remind yourself to be happy, you know, your energy changes, your aura colors change, and you attract better things to your life.
Right.
That's for sure.
Right.
I'm definitely going to try that one.
Yeah.
So listen, I do have a couple things in the mailbag regarding vision boards. The phones were a little light today, but not a problem. If anybody does want to call in, though, please do. We still have some time. And that that number is, real quick, give us your stuff about vision boards. Tell us about your board. It's 888-627-6008. So in the mailbag, I have Andrea. She asks, is there a method most effective for how or when someone should look at their vision board? That's a pretty good one, because there could be a couple of different answers. What do you think?
Well, like I said, definitely when you wake up in the morning, it's great to be the first thing that you look at, because I feel like it kind of zaps into your, you know, into your subconscious and stuff for the rest of the day.
Yeah, and you have to look at it every day.
Yeah, every day. And I would do before you go to bed and when you wake up.
So when she asks, is there a method most effective, how and when? I guess it doesn't matter when, but if you could smile, I guess that helps.
Smiling is good. And an affirmation as you look would be even better to focus more intention.
Give a good affirmation on something like that. You're looking at your vision board. All your goals are right in front of you. What do you say?
I am prosperous.
Okay.
Or I am effective.
Or all these things are going to happen. All these things are happening. All these things are happening. Happening.
Yeah. Okay. Look what I have. Or just thank you.
Oh, I like that. Just so easy.
Yeah.
Because I really do believe the more gratitude you put out into the universe, the more the universe gives you to be grateful for. That's just the law of attraction. Like attracts like, you know. So, yes, yes, yes. Happy, happy, happy. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Jason writes, I'm not totally... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Jason writes, I'm totally not creative. Okay. Can I make an ugly vision board that's still effective? Or is there an alternative for me?
Oh, go to PicMonkey.
Okay, there
or
you
Pinterest.
Go. There you go. They'll make it all pretty for them?
Yeah, sure. You go on Pinterest. You can take pictures off of anybody's board and make your own. You don't have to draw or be creative at all.
You can steal from other people's boards? Oh, that's not right.
Well, it's just pictures.
But really, Jason, I think an ugly vision board works even if you make it in the real world.
Yeah, you know? And nothing is really ugly. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, Jason.
Sometimes people just don't have like color coordination and harmony. That's all. But that's perfectly okay. You're right. There's no ugly. There's a little skewed, but there's no ugly.
Right.
Okay. So you got that, Jason. And of course, I hope that you heard the earlier we talked about affirmations and other things you could do. Okay, this one comes with no name on it, but I think it is a good question. It just says, can I make a vision board for someone else?
Oh, that is a good question. I think if you say, you know, for the good of all involved before you do anything, then I say, why not? It's like praying for somebody.
Well, that gives me a follow-up question. Did you make your husband's?
I didn't because I didn't have time. Well, you know, I would have if I did have time.
To make him a, exactly.
Make his own.
Did you tell him that should go? That should stay?
Well,
should...
probably.
So, well, you know, it's my belief that it's kind of like Reiki energy or things that you want to help for healing. You can pray for people, but you can't make things happen for them.
Right.
You know, you can pray that, like, maybe your spirit guides give them a little bit more of a nudge or give them more inspiration.
Right.
But
that
you can't.
They'll be a little
but
more open.
This world is about free will.
Yes.
And absolutely. I know that, you know, there are people that, you know, I'm in a heavy business. You know, I've dealt with some very easy people, but, you know, there are some people that have had a very challenging life. And I want to make a vision board for them. You know, I want to fix people, but you can't. You know, you give them what you see and you hope that they might make the best decisions for themselves. And I never tell anybody what to do either. But at the end of the day, you know, it's still their life to live.
Yes.
And you
a
impart what you...
A very good friend of mine
once
told me when I was saying, you know, somebody was having a problem and I so wanted to fix it for them. And she said to me, you just have to say, it's not my journey. And just those, you know, couple little words that I say them a lot now, it really helps you to kind of let go. And, of course, always wish the best for them. You know, maybe put a little section on your vision board for them just so that they'll be happy or they'll be stronger or, you know, whatever it is. But it's not my journey. Everybody's got their own life to live.
Right, right. You just do the best you can. You can be supportive. Right. But there's a good chance that making a vision board for someone else, which you can do, may not be so effective as your own.
Right, right. But it might make you feel better.
Well, absolutely. It might make you feel better.
Yeah.
But it, as
right.
I mentioned, it was like kind of like healing energy. You can send healing to someone, but if they don't want to accept it, that energy just doesn't get absorbed. It'll maybe go out to the rest of the world. It's not going to hurt anybody, but it's just not going to be that effective. So, well, thank you for whoever asked that question. So listen, I know you're a really busy lady, so I wanted to take a little extra time for you, more than others, because I know you have a big schedule. Tell us what is going on in your life, Rini.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so let's see. I'm going to go by timeline. This coming Friday, I have a spring fling vendor sale going on at the Old Hickory 4-Bay Room on Oregon Pike. In Lancaster.
Okay.
And that I'm kind of just facilitating that. It doesn't have anything to do with vision boards. There's going to be a lot of direct sales vendors there. You can
tell us who. I love shopping.
Okay, there's going to be Origami Owl, which I am actually a designer for with my daughter, Sophia. There's going to be Mary Kay and Tastefully Simple and Pampered Chef, Scentsy and Jewel Scents and Tomboy Togs, which is super cool. It's my friend Emily who makes quilts and banners and buntings and all these kind of custom stone creations. They're gorgeous.
She'll be there.
Yeah, really cool stuff.
And you said that, go ahead, more.
My husband will be there selling French macarons that he makes. They're gluten-free, delicious French macarons. So they'll be there. Sweet peas, tasty treats.
Is that what we're calling it, sweet peas?
I think so. Do you like it?
I love that because I was going to ask you because I know we're also going to be blessed to have him at the festival, which we'll talk about in a minute. But I was wondering, Peter's baked goods, sweet peas. Oh my gosh. That's awesome. He looked like a sweet pea too.
Yeah. So that's this Friday. And then of course I have weddings and all that kind of stuff going on. And then I will be at your Spirit Network Festival on the 27th. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Tell us about your products and what you're doing there.
So I make scrubs and lotions. They're organic and they have lovely smells. My favorite is rosemary. If anybody loves the smell of rosemary, I'll have them there.
Good.
And I'm also going to have some Origami Owl angel lockets and face lockets if anybody'd like to order them. I don't know if I'll have any, you know, there'll be some samples to play with, but no make and take. They have to be ordered because they're special.
No make and take. Okay.
And I'm also going to have these pendants that I make myself, and they're called Three Wishes, and they're in the shape of genie bottles. And they, again, focus your intention because they're all made with my intentions for the certain colors that go with certain things. So that's pretty cool, and you'll see what that's about when you come and look at them.
Do you make your own wishes?
I put in my intention for somebody to have three wishes when they wear it.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's cool. That's very cool. Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing that. And I just want to backwards rewind to the scrubby stuff. The peppermint. I had the peppermint that Rainey made. And if you like bath salts and scrubs, oh my goodness. That stuff is good. My skin was
all good. I'm glad.
And it just smells like I wanted to eat it, to be honest with you. But so, and then you'll also be speaking at the festival. And
yes, I will.
You will be speaking about vision boarding, but this time you will have samples and, you know, really have some visual direction, which is very cool. And your husband, Sweet Pete, is going to be there. And if you can't find him, we're putting him next to the door. So in case you have any more cash in your pocket, you can empty it out at the table. Take what is he we going to have? We're going to have some organic things.
Gluten-free cupcakes, gluten-free cookies.
Gluten-free
bread.
Okay. Very good. Any organic or just gluten-free?
I think just gluten-free for that day.
Okay.
But they don't taste gluten-free. They're delicious. Everybody will love them. There'll be samples for tasting.
Well, there's a lot of gluten-free things actually that taste delicious.
Very good.
Okay, so, and I've had his macaroons, people, so I'm just
saying.
Yeah,
they're delicious, too. He just reminded me that I may have said it was this Friday, the vendor sales, actually this Saturday.
You know, I was going to ask you about that, and I thought, well, maybe I got it wrong before. So you must have something big going on Friday, too. So it's Saturday.
I'm setting up on Friday.
Give me the address again, and what time does it start?
It's this Saturday, the 12th, at the Old Hickory 4 Bay Room on Oregon Pike, which is right near the Universal Athletic Center, near the gym.
Okay.
Anybody knows where that is. Everybody knows where Universal is. Mm-hmm. And it will be from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m.
10 to 3. Okay. And if they needed to, like, find out and they forgot or whatever, how can people get in touch with you after the show? Because, you know, they could want to talk to you about 100 million things, of course, with what you got going on. So do you have a website, a phone number, email, whatever?
Do. My website is www.reneypanzini.com, and I'm going to spell it for you guys because it's easy to remember to say it, but it's not easy to spell it. It's REENIEP PANZINI.com. You can always call me at 717-575-8850, or you can email me at Reenie@ReenieTanzini.com.
Fantastic. And if you didn't get any of that, it'll be in archives. You can always listen to the show again. So listen, Reenie, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. I mean, it's been enlightening. I've learned a lot. And I guess I have to get off my lazy butt and make the vision board. But you know what? I'm excited about PicMonkey. So I'll go over there and check that out. All right. Thanks again. And I will talk to you very soon.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Have a great night, hon. Bye.
You too.
Now, before we go, friends, I want to talk to you a little bit about the IOSHI cards. If you have not had your free online reading yet, go to IOSHICards.com. I'm sorry, I didn't even say it right, let alone spell it. IOSHICards.com. That's IOSHICards.com. And you can also reach that from a link from Spirit Network, by the way, SpiritNetwork.com. If you have problems in a relationship, job, money issues, simply ask a question. Click on the three cards, and your answer will be revealed. It's a very, very cool thing. A lot of people go there every single day to ask a question. You can also just go and get a little inspiration for the day. And the IOSHI cards were actually channeled by one of my closest guides named IOSHI. He really wanted to offer a tool that people could use for guidance and empowerment. I get so many compliments on the online oracle and as well as the physical deck, but I really can't take much credit for it, of course, because IOSHI even chose the artwork. So go to IOSHICards.com or SpiritNetwork.com and try a free reading and let me know what you think about it. I will also have the cards available. You can buy them online or you can also buy them at the festival this year. Okay, so let me know what you think of those. And again, if you would like to be a sponsor on Spirit Network, we have many advertising options available. Just email radio@spiritnetwork.com. So until next time, thanks for being here, friends, and much love to you. All right, good night. Bye.
You've been listening to Spirit Network Radio. For more information about the show, please visit spiritnetwork.com. For more information about your host, psychic medium Francine Milano, visit her website at francinemilano.com. Until next time, remember that peace begins with an open heart.